Good afternoon, Madam Chair. So far,
Okay.
we have three board members so far. We need three. Oh, there's Dr. Santos Bamba. We need two more. Oh, great. There's Pete Diaz. Okay. One more.
Kathleen, what do we need for a quorum? Five?
We need one more
Okay. All right.
for quorum. And I, Dr. Raimondo should be coming in.
Well, I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. At what point do you throw the leftover turkey out? Is it after 2 days, after 3 days, after 4 days?
You know, after 3 days, I might question it.
Right. So.
After 3 days, I might be tired of eating turkey, which is what happens to me normally.
Right.
Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise having a 4 day weekend, at least for some of us, right?
Yeah.
I know you were working on Friday.
All right. Let me see if I can give Dr. Raimondo a call too.
You said there's six now.
Oh, she's on.
Ricky joined in.
Oh, there you are. Oh, yes, we have a quorum. All
Okay.
right. Thank you. Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. Papa Dave, welcome to the right. Well, I don't know if it's called special or our meeting of the Research Corporation of the University of Guam. I hope everyone had a really nice official welcome to the holiday season with Thanksgiving last week, and everyone had a nice time with special loved ones. So, did you want to put the agenda up?
Sure.
Okay, so I just wanted to, gosh, I think this is my initial meeting as chair. Okay, and I just wanted to make sure that we acknowledge, let's see, Dr. Charlene Santos Bamba has taken my seat as the interim senior vice president and provost, which automatically adds her to the RCOG board of directors. Of course, we've got Regent Pete Diaz is with us, and others who are still with us. Thank you very much to Ricky Hernandez and Dr. Lori Raimundo. It's not on as yet, but she took over, I think it was Dr. John Jensen's position?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, so we have had a flurry of, and a lot of that really has to do with all of our visitors who have come in, separate and apart from the investiture. And thank you so much for all those who have helped with the organization, the execution, very nicely attended. And of course, our visitors who flew in specifically for that particular event. But we did get special visitors from USAID to speak to many different members of the university community to address how the university could be a part of an incubator to participate in international development types of grants through consortiums or a consortium of other nations that are not necessarily part of the United States. So very excited about where that will go. I know that an application had to be turned in. So we're grateful to the Office of Research and Sponsored Programs under the interim Vice Provost, Dr. Pam Peralta, because we now have Dr. Rachel Leon Guerrero, who is officially appointed as the Dean of the College of Natural and Applied Sciences. But together, very much involved with just the growth of the Office of Research and Sponsored Programs, which is a fantastic partner with the Research Corporation of the University of Guam. So we had the USAID visits. We also had Flora de Peralta, who is from the Pacific National, Northwest National Laboratories, that was instrumental in introducing us to a wonderful grant that has John Limtiaco as its principal investigator for U.S. Department of Energy funding. And of course, that helped to unfold other kinds of opportunities. So Kathleen, Dr. Pam have, you know, been involved with Floor, who has continued to bring in even more opportunity. So as those come to fruition, they will become part of the report out under RCOG. We also have the regional biodiversity training for the U.S. territories, the freely associated states, and Kiribati. So I provided welcome remarks to what looked like a room of approximately 100 people from across the insular areas, such as the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa. You know, we had Kiribati added to that, but Guam, CNMI, Republic of Palau, the Federated States of Micronesia, and I think we even had RMI in attendance. There were representatives from the Department of Interior's Office of Insular Affairs, who are essentially very much involved with the funding that relates to natural resources. And so from the university side, we had Roland Kitigua, who is an extension faculty, very much involved with invasive species. So one of the promising news that hopefully will get to our space under RCOG, but certainly through ORSP and CNAS, is the opportunity to submit a proposal at the invitation of USDA for a NOAA grant. And this is to establish a UOG Center of Excellence for Climate and Invasive Species Resiliency, which really is to build our capacity to better serve the need to protect the natural resources of the Pacific Islands. And what I learned is that the Guam Department of Agriculture, Mr. Roy Gamboa, who spoke on behalf of CHELSA,
what happened?
Is audio cut out for everyone
Sounds
else?
Sounds like she, yeah. I mean, she's cut out. It doesn't look like she's here anymore.
Oh, okay. She lost. a connection.
Is she in a car or something? I'm sorry, I'm late.
Thank you, Dr. Raimondo. Well, let's wait for her to come back in, but then we need to backtrack and call the meeting to order. I'm going to stop sharing there for a minute until she comes back in. All right, I think we have our chair back with us, Dr. Enriquez, but we need to backtrack and call the meeting to order and approve the minutes.
Okay, so let's go ahead and okay, we'll go ahead and proceed on the approval of the minutes. Obtain a motion.
Let me share here. All right, let me go down. Hopefully everybody has gone through these minutes.
Yes.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Accept the minutes subject to any corrections.
Okay. A motion made by Regent Diaz to approve the minutes subject to correction. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Leon Guerrero. Are there any discussion, any errors or omissions? I don't hear or see any. Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes, please signify by saying aye and raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It's unanimous. Thank you very much. The minutes have been approved. Okay. So we have the next order of business. I believe it's the, here we go. I didn't see the minute. Yes. Okay. I apologize. I did my remarks before the approval of the minutes. And so the only other item I wanted to add to that was that we also have another set of visitors coming in for a PIPCHI, and that has to do with the U54 grant. And so that is going to occupy the majority of Dr. Leon Girl's time for the rest of the week beginning tomorrow. So very excited. This also is a part of our portfolio, and looking forward to more activity, and we'll hear about it through the presentation by our executive order under new business, and that is under 4.1.
Okay. Let me stop sharing for a moment. Now, here we go. Well, we're here to take a look at the annual report for fiscal year 2023. And we'll go to single page view. And so here's our key performance indicators that we've been tracking for years now. So we had a 15% increase in grant expenditures. We supported 22.36 of expenditures in FY23 compared to the prior year. We had a 13.3 increase in the number of grants supported. We awarded 12 travel grants to students, And we had a 10% increase in the number of employees, RCUG employees, compared to the travel the prior year. And so as of this report, so we had 224 individuals employed compared to 203 the prior year. And thank you to our board of directors and our new chair and vice chair for leading the organization through the year. We're so happy to have all of you here and to be able to make this quorum. I appreciate it. I know it's getting into the holiday season and it gets ever harder to have a quorum. And even Randy was willing to call in from his training that he's at. I said, stand by just in case we need you, but thank you. We have almost everyone here. And this, of course, is our core team as it stands today. And some of the big grants that came in were the new $10 million NextGen grant, and that's under the College of Natural Applied Sciences, funded by USDA. And so that was a huge pot of money that came into the institution, a lot of student stipends, because it's a workforce development program, basically, to prepare people for employment in the agriculture sector, but as professionals in the agriculture sector, not necessarily farmers. And, you know, our purpose of this annual report is to really provide a snapshot of where we are after 9 years of operation, and how we engage with the university's mission and vision and strategic plan in supporting all the grants and the work that we do here at the Research Corporation. And importantly, there were no findings in any of the grants at UOG, but all of the work done by RCOG is part of the UOG audit. And so there were no findings. We had another clean audit this year, and you know, that's the foundation for everything, right? So everything else builds on the audit, and we get to brag about it, and it makes us a good investment for our federal partners and other partners. So our revenue and operating expenses, you can see here that in total we brought in $1.4 million, a little bit more, $1,432,649. And our expenses were 687 of that. So you can see here how, if you look at this chart, blow it up a little bit, move down. Since really 2019 and 2020, how much we have grown. And we really have grown like 116% since 2020, which is really quite amazing. And at the same time, our operations have remained steady. And so we've been doing an increasing amount of work with the same number of people, which at some point, you know, you just can't do that. So we have 8 employees as it stands now. We're looking to hire 2 more in the coming weeks. And so Michael just conducted some interviews, so we're going to get some help on that. So we actually ended the fiscal year with $744,000 in net revenue. And $250,000 of that is committed to the new Wherry building. And our grant expenditures, as I mentioned, they went up 15.3%. So the prior year was 19.4, a little bit under that, and went up quite a bit. Again, let me see if I can zoom in on this chart so you can see where we've been. And this is the 116% increase from 2020. We had about 10.3, and in 2023 we had $22.3 million of expenditures, and each of those expenditures is tied to a transaction, a financial transaction. We're hiring somebody, we're paying salaries, we're purchasing something, we're organizing travel. And so it's a lot of work for the organization, for sure. And if you look at where the money is coming from, this pie chart has changed a little bit over time, because NSF used to be huge, but because those big grants came from the Department of Agriculture, now that is larger. And so that's the U.S. Department of Agriculture. GovGuam agencies, we do have a lot of funding coming to us from them. That makes up about 18% of the RCOG portfolio. The Department of the Navy and all the CSU grants that are under CNAS and the Office of Research and Sponsored Programs, that makes up 17%. And then, of course, the health grants are still pretty large. Other federal agencies, everybody else combined, is 22%. And our human resources, our HR team completed 425 personnel hiring actions in 2023. So they are working hard. We have 224 employees, 141 full-time, 83 part-time, and the student employees account for 19 of the part-time positions. And as I mentioned, that marks a 10.3 increase in the number of employees compared to the prior year. If you look down at financial transactions, we've been tracking this for years as well. And as you can see, purchase orders, they actually went down a little bit. But contracts are up. And of course, travel was up. So you can see during the COVID years, we had 35 people traveling. And the next year we had 322, and this year it was 405. So, you know, travel is back, and I think that's been in the news as well. And basically this is travel to conferences and meetings that are related to all these grants, but that would include students going to SACNES and as well, and other activities. And of course, you know, the Wary building and the nursing annex, we had the groundbreaking last Monday. And so that was very exciting for all involved. And it gets us to a new place and looking forward to construction for those two buildings. And, you know, there's a lot of people to thank for getting us to that point. So this is a big deal in the history of the institution. And there's two more. Also, this new Student Services Center and School of Engineering. So we are entering a new era here under our new president, getting construction going at the University of Guam. And a lot of hard work is done by all there. And you know, putting together the financial package and everything to support that. We had our policies here that the board approved during the prior fiscal year, and we are still slogging along with the lease with the hatchery to Coruscant. They have recovered somewhat from Mawar, but not up to pre-Mawar level. So it's going to take probably another 6 to 8 months for them to get to that point. And then here we are in our financial statement. So you can take a little bit of a detailed look at where the revenue is coming from. We have the federal grants. We have the Government of Guam grants, private grants, which did grow. I mean, we don't traditionally have too many of those, but we have more now because of the Sloan Project and others. And our miscellaneous, which is actually the indirect. And then the transfer from UOG, and then we go down to expenditures, and you can see, so all of these grants are pumping in almost $9 million, well, more than that, closer to 10 for employees, and so that's circulating in our economy. We have the travel and our various contracts that we have, supplies, equipment, capital outlay, and miscellaneous. And for the miscellaneous expenditures, that is primarily stipends to students. What we paid out in indirect costs is the biggest chunk of that, various other things in there. But indirect costs are about $3.5 million of that. And then, you know, we get down to what we have in the bank, what we are owed, and then finally our total liabilities and net assets. And this year was a little bit different because we had to do cash accrual. Michael, make sure I'm reporting that accurately.
Accrual basis.
Yeah, so which was different. So even though we hadn't gotten the funds yet from the federal agency, we actually had to book it as if we had. So now, you know, the payments are, have been coming in the last couple of months. And so we'll see those, you know, as the indirects are split out, people will see those in their various accounts. So that's our financial statements. And here's our travel grants. And we had two biology majors going to the annual biomedical research conference. And we had business majors going to the Asia Pacific Association for Fiduciary Studies in Manila. And we had two English majors going to the English Honor Society conference in Denver. And then we had some business students going to the annual International Conference on Business Economics and Information Technology. And that was in Japan. And then a sophomore, one of our sophomores was selected to go and participate last summer in the Summer Health Professions Education Program in Texas. And she was just short a little bit of money. So we gave her a travel award from Guam to Honolulu and back. And she covered the rest of that. And then we've got all of our many grants listed here, which we are required to do. And so these are all the grants that we're supporting for the University of Guam. And that is my report.
Wow. So thank you, Kathleen, and your team. Congratulations again on the groundbreaking ceremony that came as a result of your intuition, your tenacity, your persistence. Lots of work, lots of team effort as well, but you basically helped to champion. So thank you very much for all that you do. And congratulations to Team RCOG for a very, very successful, now that we're coming to a close of this calendar year, a very successful calendar year. And also, you know, we're very excited about everything that is to come as a result of all the different activities. So I see that we've got, four action items. So we'll go ahead and proceed with action item 4.2, resolution number 23, relative to approving the FY 2023 reserve expenditure plan.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go down. So as I mentioned in the annual report, we ended the fiscal year with $744,738. And so of this amount, we had committed $250,000 to the construction of the Wherry Building and the nursing annex, and leaving a balance of about $500,000. So I'm suggesting that the remaining balance will be expended as follows here. And I had some conversations with the chair and also with our vice president of administration and finance, Randy Wiegand. And so we suggest the following: the $250,000 transferred to the Wherry Building and Nursing Annex for 2023. And then we suggest transferring another $250,000 to support construction costs for fiscal year 2024. So we're actually ahead, so we don't have to struggle to come up with that the next year, especially since we had to use this new accrual method. So that kind of popped up our revenue for this year compared to last year, because the rules changed, basically. And then finally, that leaves us with about $244,000, and that can be used as a local match if we are to pursue, for example, equipment for the School of Engineering, which I think we have a very good chance of getting. And so that would be all of the equipment for the labs, the furnishings, you name it, that goes in the School of Engineering. And those EDA grants, it's an EDA grant, that requires a match. If there are other funding sources available for the School of Engineering, we can also always shift that to Wherry or nursing, because they also need additional funds for contents, basically, and lab equipment. And so that's what we have discussed so far. Another thing that's not on here, but I thought I would just share with you, and the board can make the decision on whether or not to include it, is to add about $25,000 to $30,000. It would actually be subtracted from this 244 figure to support the professional development of our OIT staff. Many of them are wanting to pursue master's degrees, which could turn them into potential instructors for the computer science program. They are, you know, being headhunted by the private sector, and just a way, and then, you know, Vince and Randy, they can figure out how to parse out that funding, but it is a way then to secure them, and then they have to pay back in service if we support them. And so then we're here for a couple of years, and we would follow the ProTac payback system, and it could be something that is set up within OIT, funding could go there. And because I didn't discuss that in advance with the chair or the vice chair, I didn't include it in here, but I thought I would throw it out there because there's been a lot of discussion from the employees in OIT who are looking forward to advancing in their careers. And so how do we keep them? Or do we let them go? You know, that's the question. So this is kind of the outline of what these funds can be used for. You know, RCOG has a total of a commitment of $4 million that we've long discussed with the administration. So we have, if this is approved, we have the 2002, 250,000, 2003 and 2004. So that would come to a total of $750,000 that goes straight to the construction. And we don't have to draw that down from the internal endowment at the university. So that's good for the university as well. And that is now up for discussion by the board.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just a quick question. So if we don't entertain that proposed 30 some thousand to be deducted by the 244,000, then this won't get entertained until the next quarterly board meeting. Is that correct?
Correct, which would be March.
Okay. So because this is an action item, I'm just wondering, we would need a motion, and I'm wondering if that motion could include that particular item, if the interim senior vice president is so inclined to entertain that as something to support.
Absolutely. If it's beneficial to programs, to students, and our overall work that we do here, I support that, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So since this is an action item, and if we take it back to the agenda slide, then we'll go ahead. We can entertain a motion for action to include this particular item.
Do you want to go here or you want to go to the agenda?
Let's see. Do we need to read off the resolution?
Yeah. Okay.
So this is, I'd like to, let's see, we haven't made a motion for action yet, have we? Okay. So I'll go ahead and entertain a motion for action on item 4.2, resolution number 23-08, relative to approving the FY 2023 reserve expenditure plan.
I'd like to make a motion to, okay. I'd like to make that motion that we approve the FY 2023 reserve expenditure plan, which includes $250,000 for the FY23, $250,000 for the FY24, And then of the remaining 244,000, that part of that goes towards funding to support advancement of OIT employees.
Okay, thank you very much. Motion has been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. A second has been made. Any further discussion on this motion?
Can I propose that to make it a nice round 44,000 of that 244,000? Just okay,
44,000 for OIT. Okay. Okay, so you are, okay. Is that a part of the motion? Do we need to amend the motion?
It's just to discuss if that's something people are amenable to.
Okay. Are there any comments, any concerns?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to ask, I know that Kathleen had a specific number for that advancement of OIT. Was there 30 some thousand?
You know, in my mind, I was thinking 25 or 30,000, Dr. Rachel Leanne Guerrero suggested 44. That's fine. That still leaves us 200,000 as a match for the School of Engineering or other project.
Yeah, Madam Chair, could I just move to amend the motion to incorporate an up to 44,000 of the 244,738 to be used for the advancement of OIT staff?
Okay. I'll go ahead and entertain that amendment to the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second. This is Charlene.
Thank you, Dr. Charlene. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the motion, please signify by saying aye, raising your hand.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you very much. We now go on to the next item on our and that is item 4.3, resolution number 23-09, relative to adopting the FY 2025 operations budget.
Okay, here we go. We have the, we usually do this a little bit early because UOG has not begun discussions yet on the next fiscal year, but because we don't meet until next March, we usually approve this in December. Normally we're meeting in December, but so this is here for your consideration. And we have included in this year's budget the $250,000 for fiscal year 24. We have some growth reserve fund, and that is in case, you know, RCOG here, we move to another house or we have to do something and we have to renovate it or we have to tackle something with that. And you know, we'd probably come back to the board for that to notify you that we would be doing that. You know, as we grow and we're going to add another two individuals to this house, so we're going to have quite a few people in house 24. And beyond that, there's just no way to squeeze anybody else in there. So, you know, the goal is really to invest in some better software. So we have upgraded systems that can support our processes throughout the university. So we can do that. We have, and so if you'll see here over on the staffing pattern, there are actually three additional positions in here. Gloria is an accounting specialist. She's part-time still. We have our chief business officer, our HR team, and then these last three positions here, we plan to add throughout the year. We may not hire this third one, we'll see, but we need to leave it open. We've kept our insurance premiums down since the renegotiation. that occurred last year. Thank you, Michael, for taking the lead on that. So we saved quite a sum on that. I want to say $40,000 or more by at this point. And every year we save a little bit more. So that's good. And we also have our own workers' compensation insurance now, which we have used with all of the, you know, we got a lot of field employees. And so they have little bumps and scratches that they get in the field. And so we needed a way to cover that. And we realized early on that if something were to happen that was very serious, we didn't have a bucket of money to go to pay for that service. So that's why we needed the workers' comp health insurance. And everything else is pretty clear. So we're looking at, you know, a budget of 1.377. We think we can get these administrative fees and our share of the indirects. And so that would bring us to 1.4, and then we'd still have some money left over beyond that. And if we keep growing like we have been growing, we'll have additional funding. So primarily our expenditures are in people and support for the Wherry building.
Okay. Thank you. That's wonderful how you've been able to share how that will support the obviously growth initiatives that we anticipate. Okay. Let's see. Thank you very much. Do I hear a motion for approving resolution to approve the FY 2025 operations budget for RCOG?
Supervisor Diaz, I move to approve resolution 23-09 for the fiscal year 2025 operations budget.
Okay, thank you very much, Regent Diaz. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Thank you. Let's see, Mr. Hernandez, any further discussion?
I just have one question, Madam Chair.
Sure.
Yeah, just related to insurance premiums, I was interested if there was any damage during the typhoon to any RCOG insured assets. I was kind of curious on that.
No.
Okay.
And our physical assets, like our cars, are actually with the University of Guam.
Yeah.
We have general liability, we have educators legal liability and workers' compensation. Car insurance is with UOG.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. No, that's good to know. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Any other items? Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving the motion, please signify by saying aye, raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
It is unanimous. Thank you very much. The motion carries. Okay. I'm on the agenda. Let's see, I'm trying to find the.
Is our next one?
Yes. There is another one. This is resolution number 23-10 relative to amending the RCOG travel policy. Kathleen?
Yes. So we have a couple of changes in here. We want to increase the allowed gratuity from 10% to 15%. And the next one is we had amended the travel policy to include language regarding the Eastern Seaboard. And so we have now, we propose amending it again to align with the UOG's travel policy that says if you are flying outside the Pacific corridor and you are, that requires more than 8 hours of flying, and that we realize pretty much that's everywhere if you're going to the continental US, but if you arrive after 6 p.m. and your conference or activity begins before noon the next day, you can get an additional day of per diem. You know, for flight time. So you can recover and actually go to the meeting and be awake. So we're aligned with UOG with that one. And then the last amendment, it's a refinement basically. Instead of just 10 days prior to the travel date, we're asking people to submit 10 business days prior to the travel date, because, you know, we had a lot of travel. You saw that was 405 different TAs, folks traveling, and we do need time to process now these various TAs to make sure that people get everything in order before they depart. And so those are basically the three changes in the policy. Moving the gratuity from 10 to 15, replacing Eastern Seaboard with travel outside the Pacific Corridor that requires more than 8 hours of flying time, and then including the word business days to 10 business days prior to the travel date. That's when we'd like your travel authorization.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much. I'd like to go ahead and entertain a motion for action on resolution number 23-10.
I move to approve the amendments to the EOG, the RCEOG travel policy.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Leon Garrell. Do I hear a second?
I'll second, Lori. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Raimondo. Any further discussion? I don't see any. All in favor of approving resolution number 23-10, please signify by saying aye and raising your hand.
Aye.
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 Okay, the ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, we have, I think, another resolution.
The final one.
The final one, resolution yes. Number 23-11, relative to adopting RCEOG's financial commitment to support construction of the Wherry Building and Nursing Annex. Kathleen?
Yeah, and so in, you know, we've had a lot of discussions about RCEOG's commitment and the $4 million. And then I realized we don't have that in a resolution. And with a lot of retirements happening and pending, it needs to be written down so that the folks that come into leadership positions know that this was approved by the board. And so basically this just commits our $4 million commitment to the project and the repayment of a minimum of $250,000 per fiscal year at the end of each fiscal year. And okay. It just is, and I called Randy and I said, Randy, what do you think? I think we need this. And he said, absolutely, we need it. And so we just need to put it in resolution form. So it's there and it's on our website. And if in the future, anybody needs to go back and look for that, where was this approval? It'll be there on the website.
Thank you very much, Kathleen. That's a smart move. Okay. I will go ahead and entertain a motion for action on resolution 2311.
Madam Chair, I move to approve resolution 23-11, subject to a slight correction on the title, but move to approve.
Okay, thank you very much. Motion made by Mr. Hernandez. Do I hear a second?
Yeah. Regent Diaz, I second.
Thank you, Regent Diaz. Any further discussion on this resolution? There being none, all in favor of approving resolution 2311, please signify by saying aye and raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution 2311 is therefore approved. Do we have any other items on the agenda?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Well, it's been wonderful. Congratulations, Kathleen, again, and team. I think this deserves a round of applause before we. And I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and be safe out there, and I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you, Dr. Leon Guerrero. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Dr. Raimondo. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay,
Thank you very much. Meeting is officially adjourned. I have 3:45 on my watch.
Yeah.
And take care, everyone. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.